Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Between Heaven and Earth, an internet radio talk show where we help you connect spirit and divine guidance. Lisa Kay, your host, brings you shows that can enhance and transform your life with tips and new ideas for more happiness, abundance, and better relationships. Lisa is an expert on intuition and can show you how to strengthen your inner guidance to empower yourself. Each show is positive and uplifting to inspire your day. Her guest speakers are specialists on self-help, positive thinking, spirituality, and conscious living. Be the best that you can be with Between Heaven and Earth, conscious living for your soul.
And angel blessings to everyone. Hi, I'm Lisa Kay, and welcome to Between Heaven and Earth Radio. And this is our we're doing a series of the 10 key secrets to intuition, and I broke them out one for every podcast episode. So if you have missed the earlier ones, you can tune into the podcast and get those. We are actually doing the 10th one today. Can you believe it? We've done 9 so far, and they are really, I talk about these 10 key secrets around the world, literally. And people love them, and I've had, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people crowd into rooms to listen to this lecture about the 10 key secrets, because they are really key to helping you know how your intuition works. And we've done 1 through 9, and today we're going to do the 10th key secret. This is the final one. And I will, so, and these are all short, so, because I know everybody's pretty busy, you don't have a whole lot of time, so you can kind of get this and move on with your day. And I will reveal for you what the 10th key secret is. And the 10th key secret was born out of what I was learning intuition and learning how to develop mine, one of the things that I kept hearing was to prepare yourself to get your intuitive message. What you need to do is you have to be open, and you have to allow yourself to connect to spirit, whatever that meant, which I wasn't terribly sure. And you had to be open, and you had to open your psychic channels, your intuition, to getting your messages. And I didn't know what that meant. And then I figured it out. I figured out what they meant when you had to be ready to get that message, what state of mind you had to be in. I wasn't sure. Was it meditation? It's not meditation. It's not meditating. You can get intuitive messages through intuition, through meditation, but it's not usually the best method. And if you are out and about and you need to use your intuition, what do you do? You can't just stop and meditate all the time, so what do you do? Well, here it is. The key to it is the question, where's the bathroom? It's not where the bathroom actually is, but it is the state of mind you're in when you ask that question, where's the bathroom? So what does that mean? This is like one of the most important things. My students find that this has helped them so, so much. So what does it mean, that state of mind? Well, it's not actually where the bathroom is, but the state of mind you're in when you ask the question. So if you are visiting a place for the first time where you've never been before, and say you're in a restaurant, and you need to go to the bathroom, you usually ask the waiter or the waitress, where's the bathroom? And then what state of mind are you in? You pause, and if you really need to go, you're really listening for the answer. You're not second-guessing what they're saying. You're not judging what they tell you. And you are open, and you're waiting, and you're listening with all ears what the instructions are, where the bathroom is. And when you get that answer, you just go with it, right? You don't try to, say, judge it. So now that's the state of mind you need to ask your intuition a question. You're open, you're quiet, you're listening carefully, you're paying attention, and you're not judging what you get. And usually after you get that after you get the information, you say thank you, and you just go to the bathroom, right? That's the same frame of mind. This is what's really, really key. So you're open to what comes. Your mind is quiet. You are listening carefully. And this allows you to receive your intuitive message much more clearly without the clutter of your thinking mind getting in the way and trying to overthink what the answer is. You're not when you get the when you ask the question, where's the bathroom, you're not going to start thinking, well, gee, I know what he's going to say. He's going to say that it's over there on the left, you know, towards the back, or it's downstairs, or on the right. You don't think that. You're just open. And a lot of times when people are using their intuition, one of the problems is that they try to, their mind starts to think of what the answer might be. You start to judge what came up in your intuitive pop-up. You might be expecting a particular answer. Now, this is the biggest trip up that people get, is that they expect a certain answer to the questions that they're asking their intuition, or perhaps they really want a particular answer that they want to hear, and that messes up your intuition completely. Another thing is, you don't want to ask a rhetorical question. Ask your intuition a rhetorical question, because a rhetorical question is not really looking for an answer. It's sort of like a rhetorical question might be, I'm going to get that job, aren't I? That's not a good question to ask your intuition, because you kind of are expecting it to say, yeah, you're going to get it. So you don't want to use your logic to figure out the answer. You don't want to think out, reason it, or try to deduce what the answer might be to that question. Because all those things, figuring it out, thinking it out, all that deduction is 100% not intuitive. So you want to stay away from that. Now, just as say you're listening to a story that maybe a stranger is telling you, your intuition is also giving you information that you might not know about. So that stranger is telling you a story. You don't know what the story is about. You don't know how it's going to end. Your intuition is telling you information that you may not be expecting. And so that's why you have to be in this frame of mind of being open and not knowing what's going to happen. And what you get, and you don't get upset. Whatever it is you just take that. Because that is what's really, really key. That's important, that you're not expecting a particular response. So that's really, this is really the 10th one. This is the most important one, and that's what it is to be open, to be all ears. Don't second guess. Don't judge. Don't anticipate an answer. You're just, whatever you get, and you're not upset. And that's going to help your intuition tremendously, at least it's going to help you tremendously in receiving that message and really picking up what your intuition is trying to tell you, because there are all these little bits and pieces of information your intuition gives you that you're probably not expecting. And if you want to know what the other 9 key secrets are, you can go to my website at lmk88.com and go to the podcasts, and all 9 are there, and we go through each one. And if you want to know how to use the 10 key secrets and learn a very powerful technique to get your intuition to happen when you want and on what you want, and get detailed information to help you with your career, with your love life, and maybe, you know, help you figure out where it is that you need to go in life. It's all there. It's all, your intuition helps you. It's helped me. It's actually saved my life. That's another story for another time. But all I do is I use the 10 key secrets, the technique, and I develop and work my intuition on a daily basis. So if you want to get more, go to my website at lmk88.com. There's all kinds of cool stuff there, including intuition tips you can get and you can sign up for. Or we work together. I work together in my intuition development circle, and I work with people on a one-on-one basis in the group that's there. And we have tons of exercises and information and many lessons that you can learn how to use your intuition very easily. And it's available to you. All the information is right there. We've got some things that are coming up in Circle that people have asked me for, and I answer basically your questions. People want to learn how to do intuitive readings for other people, how to use oracle cards, how to connect to your guides, your angels, what intuitive energy, psychic energy is, and I teach you all that in the Circle. So if you want to join us, go to that, lmk88.com, and go to the shop. It's right there. We've got a great group of people, and, you know, meet some like minds. So that's it for today. We had a short punchy one, right? It's the final one for our podcast, The 10 Key Secret. And tune in next time. We're going to be doing more on intuition. I'm Lisa Kay, and you've been listening to Between Heaven and Earth Radio, Conscious Living for Your Soul. Angel blessings for everyone. See you next time. Bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.